Today, there is a big celebration in Mexico City, the Feast of St. Jude. He's the unofficial saint of the city, and the celebration mixes the holy and the profane. That's because over the years, the Catholic saint for impossible causes has also become the people's saint. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
The night before San Judas Tadeo's feast, tens of thousands of Mexicans parade through his church. Most people here have asked him for a miracle, and they promise him something small in return, that they would come sing him Las Mañanitas on his feast day, that they would give strangers a piece of candy, or give away prayer cards or candles, or teeny bouquets of gardenias. And on this day, you see everyone at this church. Moms with babies, kids dressed as St. Jude, groups of young people smoking marijuana just outside the church. Susana Lara Crisoforo was standing right outside with her daughter holding a statue of St. Jude. She became a devotee after her uncle was cured from cancer. That was many years ago. She remembers when she arrived at the church, a man gave her a statue.
Yo creo que de tanta fe que tenía, mire, un señor llegó y me lo dio en mis brazos.
I had so much faith, she said. The statue just landed in my arms. There are many beliefs around St. Jude. One is that in order for a prayer to be effective, someone has to gift you a statue. This year, Crisoforo gifted her daughter a statue. It's why she's here on the eve of this feast.
Porque con ella sí tuve un problema muy, muy feo.
She doesn't elaborate, but she says her daughter had turned to something very ugly. But St. Jude brought her back to the family.
Mire, que me dieron ganas de llorar. Pero sí, con la fe de Dios, mueve montañas.
Faith in God, she says, can move mountains. Miriam Cruz Mejia is an anthropologist who studies popular religion. She says this devotion to St. Jude took off after a massive earthquake destroyed Mexico City in 1985. As Mejia describes it, Mexicans needed miracles, and they needed them fast.
Este sería como una religión rápida, religión.
Mejia says the cult of St. Jude became a kind of fast food religion. It was accessible and non-judgmental. Over the years, he became the go-to saint for young people. Now, on YouTube, you find hip-hop songs about St. Jude. You find t-shirts that represent him in gold-encrusted urban garbs.
San Judas Tadeo es el que me hace el paro, dicen los jóvenes. Es el que está conmigo. Es mi banda.
In the words of young people, she says, St. Jude is my homie. He's the one who's with me, the one who spots me.
Y entonces el feligrés siempre dice, ah, no, pues es que San Judas Tadeo me salvó.
So the faithful say, St. Jude saved me from the cancer I had. He helped me stop drinking. He kept my wife from knowing I was cheating. These days, across the city, you find St. Jude in altars alongside the Holy Death, a folk saint representing death who is condemned by the Catholic Church.
Son santones, son
they are uber saints, she says, popular ideas that have been elevated to the altars, not by the church, but by the people. Back at the church, it feels like a big party. Fireworks explode in the sky. Street vendors sell St. Jude t-shirts, lucky bracelets, amulets. Father Jesus Garcia says he isn't surprised at the popularity of St. Jude.
San Juditas Tadeo, venga uno con la intención que venga.
The thing about St. Jude, he says, is that no matter what people's intentions are, he will always listen. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.